I'm very excited today. It's my first face-to-face interview with people in this studio in like maybe 2 years or something. And I'm very pleased to announce that we have the wonderful new outfit called Sweat here hanging out with me, Rosie Chian. Hello. How are you?
Hello. Good, thanks. How are you?
Good. Thanks for coming in to chat with me and hang out for maybe 30 minutes while I figured out what was going wrong with the song.
We got there in the end.
I want to talk lots about Sweat. You're very new. This is your first single and the debut of it today, I believe. It's a track called Small Town, but it comes off a bit of an EP. Tell me about this band. How did you all come to be?
Frank and I had talked about starting like a punk band as a joke for a really long time because we used to get together and play banjo. So it was kind of a new direction for us, and we just started jamming, and I would complain about small town life in Fremantle, and she wrote some lyrics as a joke, and then a rehearsal with a different band, and then it kind of fell apart just because everyone's always busy, and then Hannah ended up jamming with Frank and I, and then eventually we invited Rosie to come and jam with us, and that's how the band came together, kind of by accident but also not.
Amazing. Rosie, this is your first band, you tell me. How is it going?
Yeah, a bit of a whirlwind. Don't really know what's going on.
It must be kind of... you, Jian, I've seen you play in so many different bands, or maybe just Con Art a million times, because I love Con Art. And the other members of the band have been around. You've all played in quite a lot of acts. So it must make it easier having Rosie new and maybe more excited, or the same amount of excited for a new project.
Well, it was interesting when we were trying to like figure out who should be like our vocalist or front person. We were all really adamant we wanted someone who would be very excited about it being their first band. And I was like, wow, Rosie's perfect. And she really was perfect. The first rehearsal, we were like, wow, this is exactly the right choice. We nailed it. But you nailed it, really. But we were also like, we nailed it in the choice.
You all get credit for every part of this band, I think. Let's talk about, so Small Town Frio, I like that. I didn't expect Frio to be the inspiration behind a song called Small Town. What does Small Town Frio mean?
Ooh. It's a bit of a small town. You kind of get to know everyone after a while, and it's not a very good thing.
Can be good, though. I was thinking about it, like, it's both a good and bad thing. Like, Fremantle has a really great community, and everyone's really welcoming in the music scene, and, like, I moved there and I joined like 3 bands immediately, which is really awesome. But I think, you know, there is a double-edged sword in some aspects. Like, everyone knows your business. So we kind of like made a joke out of that.
Yeah.
A light-hearted way.
Yeah.
But also heavy because it's punk music, you know?
Yeah. Why punk?
Because we want to be silly, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it was just like an accident. I had like one distortion pedal. So I don't know if it's truly punk.
We're up to about 8 pedals now. So
yeah, I've been amassing them because I'm new to guitar, but it's very fun. But yeah, I don't know. I think the music we wrote like was just kind of like louder because we had distortion and all these like random pedals, as I said. And then the vocal style that Rosie just like naturally did kind of just fell into that.
Yeah. Is there a particular like artist influences you think, or kind of the kind of punk that you wanted to go for?
Well, to me, like this song sounds like early Courtney Barnett, which I think some people would be like, that's not really punk. Maybe we just have the punk energy. It's more like garage rock at its heart. But we actually, in writing more songs, we have been trying to be like more like fast and loud and crazy. But I don't know about influences. Do you have any ideas, Rosie?
I don't know. I just wanted to be influenced by, like, being a fun show that you'd want to watch and you kind of, like, feel relaxed and laugh a bit. I guess, I don't know what.
I guess, yeah, like, musically, we haven't really been like, oh, we want it to sound like this exact thing. But it's funny, Small Town, when, like, me and Frank wrote it, I could only play like 3 songs on guitar, and one of them was a Nirvana song, and originally the chords that we had for Small Town were like a complete rip off of Smells Like Teen Spirit, but we've changed it since then thankfully.
Shift the key a little bit.
Yeah, that's essentially what we did. But I think it works.
Yeah, it definitely works. It's a great track. We'll play it soon for the first time. Sweat in here. I'm here with Gian and Rosie talking about the new band. We were talking about Bowls Clubs before, which came up, and I wanted to dive into more again. But that's definitely an aspect of small town Fremantle by the sounds of it. I like that I immediately went to North Perth Bowls Clubs, so there's like kind of small town rivalries of Perth culture with Frio culture, maybe. Let's have a bowls club battle. I want to talk a little bit about this scene, this community that is happening here that you're all a part of. And it's, I don't quite know, punk seems like the only way I know how to describe it. Like at your launch coming up, you've got Squonk, Sooks, and Paint playing. And I think of Squonk as one of those other bands with a lot of talented musicians who do quite a diverse range of genres in musically in Perth, but have found like a home in being a bit more aggressive and louder and funner. That's really interesting to me. Do you think about that a bit, that Perth scene that's going on and how people are just making louder, faster music?
Yeah, I think I do, especially because like I originally come from a jazz background, and then I started playing in con art, as you said earlier, which was just like me playing the most like psycho drums I could imagine. And then this band, I think I realised playing con art, I was like, wow, playing loud music is so fun, because it's just like really silly and you're just not caring if it's like too quiet or too loud. We probably should care that it's too loud, but we haven't in the past. And then kind of bringing that energy to this new band where I was like, let's just do another loud band and we can all be silly. But I think it's just really fun. I think that's why everyone's kind of heading in that direction.
Yeah, it's awesome to see. I like people being able to, you know, you can do jazz, but you can also be angry and loud at the same time and have fun.
Yeah, wide range of emotions there.
Yeah. Tell me about the launch. When is that happening?
Yeah, we got this Saturday at the Aardvark, Saturday 23rd. Yeah, pretty stoked. Looking forward to it for a while. So we're launching Small Town. Yeah.
Excellent. When is the track out? April 20?
Yeah, it is coming out April 20, so we'd all remember the date really easily.
Right. Yeah. Very good. Gian, Rosie, thank you so much for coming in and hanging out and chatting with me today. We're going to play the track. Is there anything else people need to know about Sweat before I say goodbye?
Yeah, we've got our EP launch coming up in June. So we've got a lot of tracks recorded. We're pretty stoked to release them. We went to Optimal Tapes down south. It was real fun, recorded on a tape.
Nice.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it was really cool, actually. That was a bit old school, I guess.
Where is Optimal Sounds down south?
It's Alex Patching's new studio. It's at Hannah's parents' property. It's like in a shed. It's very punk.
The most welcoming studio you can ever go to.
Yeah, great. Beautiful vibes, great atmosphere.
Amazing. Thank you so much for coming in.